Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
You know, I'm so excited about the word today. I really do believe we have a right now message. I believe right now that we have a relevant word for this whole weekend together. And I want to talk to you about hope, how God has more in store for you. I want to say it again, hope. God has more in store for you. When we get that revelation, now watch this. I can't go to the next level without a new revelation. I can't go to the next level without the right perspective. I've got to have a new perspective to go to a new level. I've got to have a fresh revelation to go to a new level. And when you realize that God has more in store for you, it gives you hope. And you have to have hope to be mentally healthy. So we're going to get into the word today. Before we do, let's make our confession of faith together, okay? Say it right there where you're at, because remember, the longer the adversity that you and I are in, the longer the trial, the longer the difficulty, the stronger our faith needs to be. The longer the difficulty, the longer the test, the longer the trial, the stronger our faith needs to be. And how does our faith get strong? By hearing. And hearing the word of God. You ready to say it with me? This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised word of God. My mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I'm at Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Well, if you can, give God a big shout right there where you're at. Amen. Amen. Well, open your Bible with me to the Old Testament, to the book of Psalm 57. And we're going to do part two of last weekend. We're talking about hope, how God has more in store for you. You see, when we realize that God has more than today, that God has more ahead of us, that our best days are ahead of us, that God's got a big vision for each one of us, a big purpose and a big plan, when we realize, when we get a revelation, that this is not all there is, that God has more in store for you and me, it gives us hope. And you and I have to have hope to be mentally fit and strong, to have the right frame of mind, to be mentally strong, to have a tough mental mindset. For you and I to have a winner's mindset, we have to have hope. All right? Hope. So I want to talk to you about hope. God has more in store for you and for me. So this weekend is part two, and I want to look at Psalm 57. For those of you that are new to our church, we welcome you. We're so glad you've gathered with us today. I'm going to look at Psalm 57. We're going to look about six or seven verses there, and we're going to pull it out verse by verse. This is what you call expository teaching. And what it is you pull out a verse, and then you pull out a principle from that verse to live your life on. Because you and I don't want to live by pressure. We want to live by the promises of God. I'm going to say that again. We don't want to live by pressure. We want to live by the promises of God. Pressure comes, pressure goes, but God's promises are the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I want to go to Psalm 57, and we're going to go verse by verse, and we're going to pull out a principle from each promise that you and I, we apply it to our life, and we'll be winners, overcomers, victorious. We'll have abundant life. We'll live the life God wants us to live. Let me lay a background. This is David, and David is running from King Saul. King Saul is wanting to kill David, and so David is hiding in a cave. He's hiding in a cave. You could say he's under quarantine. He's in isolation. He's hiding in a cave, and you might be in some kind of cave today. Maybe it's not physical, but it might be mental. It might be spiritual. It might be in a relationship. It might be on your career track. But you feel like you're in a cave. What do you mean? Limited. Restrained. Held back. Held down. Your freedom taken from you. So David is in this cave. And in this cave, David had transformation take place in his life. I mean, totally from being discouraged to being victorious. There was transformation. Now, he was still in the same set of circumstances. Don't miss that. He was still in the cave, but the cave wasn't in him. He was in the cave, but the cave wasn't in him. What am I saying? Today, whatever your circumstances are, don't let them get to you, and don't let them get in you, right? Don't let them get to you, your circumstances, and don't let them get in you. I remember the story, tell you a little story. Years ago, I heard this story from Dr. Roy Hicks, talking to all you online now. Boy, I sure do love you. I miss you. Won't be long. We'll be back together again in the flesh. And those of you that can't be here in the flesh, we'll still be together online in our online campus. But years ago, Roy Hicks, who's now in heaven, was a mentor to Kim and I, and he dedicated a lot of the buildings here on our campus, and he was an advisor to Jack Hayford, but also he was married, him and his wife, by Amy Simple McPherson. She started the Four Square Church denomination. Today, the Dream Center in Los Angeles actually meets in the temple or the building that she built back in the 30s. And here, I'll never forget this. Amy Simple McPherson built this huge auditorium that's still there today, the Dream Center. Matthew Barnett is using it today for their church. But Amy Simple McPherson built this building back in the 30s during the Great Depression. Now think about it. It was way back in the 30s, and it cost millions of dollars to build that church building, that temple, that cathedral. And they were in a depression. It was in the 30s. Oh my goodness, you know, you talk about miracle, you talk about breakthrough, to launch out with a building program, build a building, a magnificent building like had never been done before in the 30s, right there in Los Angeles during the Great Depression. Watch this now. She paid cash. Dr. Hicks told me that her secret was this, that she would say that even though we're in a depression, I would never let the depression get inside me. There's the key. Even though we're in a depression, Amy Simple McPherson back in the 30s in Los Angeles, California, she said, even though we're in a depression, I'm not going to let the depression get inside me. Wow. You see, you can be in an ocean full of water, and you won't drown unless you let the water get inside you. And so whatever circumstance you're going through today, you'll get through it if you don't let it get inside you. In other words, you can be in a cave, but don't let the cave get inside you. Ooh, I like that. So in this chapter 57, watch very carefully, because David was anointed by Samuel, the prophet, years ago, to be king over Israel. So in other words, he was given a destiny. He was given a purpose. He was given a plan. He was given a dream. But it hadn't come to pass yet. And now he's in a set of circumstances that it looks like in the natural, it's never going to come to pass. Have you ever been there? I have. Where you know you have a dream from God, but it's being delayed. You're going through disappointments. You're going through hardship. You're in adversity. You have opposition. All kinds of everything could go wrong. Murphy's Law is going wrong. And we have a tendency to want to give up, want to doubt, want to question God, and want to waver and think, will it ever come to pass? So here we have David, who's been told a future that God has for him, a purpose, and now it seems delayed like never before. It seems like it's never going to come to pass. Well, I've got good news for you. If you and I will do what David did in this cave, then whatever cave you might be in today, spiritually, mentally, socially, financially, if we'll do what David did, we'll have transformation take place in our life, and we'll come through it, out of it, and fulfill God's purpose for our life. All right, so hope, God reminded him in this cave of his purpose that he had for his life. God was telling David, David, there's more than this cave. There's more than today. I have more in store for you. And that brought transformation back into the life of David. So let's look at it, and we're going to go verse by verse, and let's look at Psalm 57. You got it there with me? And verse 1. David said, now I'm going to read the verses, pull out some promises, principles, and then come back, okay? Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy. Now, mercy is for our mistakes. Mercy is for our mistakes. Aren't you glad for God's mercy? Aren't you glad that God's mercy can rewrite our life? God's mercy can take our mistakes and turn them into ministry. Wow. Have mercy on me, O God. So if you feel like a mistake, if the enemy is bringing up your past, like Pastor Kim talked about earlier in the prayer time, you know, just cry out for God's mercy today, because thanks be unto God, his mercy is greater than any mistake you and I have ever committed. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy. I look to you for protection. Look at this. I look to you. You know what? God is the answer for the circumstance that you are in today. Not drugs, not alcohol, not pornography, not all kinds of weird and crazy stuff. God is the answer for the circumstance that I'm in today. Notice that David said, you know, God, give me mercy. And then he said, God, I look to you for protection. I look for you to protect me in this storm. I look for you to make me safe in this storm of the quarantine, the isolation, the cave experience, this adversity, lack and loss of freedom. God, I look to you for protection. Listen very carefully. God is the answer for every circumstance that we're in today. I look to you for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings. Now, wings there are a metaphor. Wings there are a metaphor for God's covering and God's protection. I'm telling you, when you know that God is covering and protecting you, Psalm 91, you don't have to live in fear or worry. So he said, I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings. And that's a metaphor for protection. Watch this. Until the isolation, the virus, the season, the quarantine, the loneliness, this adversity, this storm. He said, I am going to position myself under your protection and still until the storm passes over. Wow. The safest place to be right now is in God's will. The safest place to be is under the shadow of the Almighty. The safest place to go is to run to God in the circumstance that you and I are in today. Next verse, verse 2, it says, I cry out to God the Most High. I cry out to God the Most High. To God, look at this, who will fulfill, what's he focusing on now? God's purpose, God's plan, God's future. What's David realizing now? He's getting a fresh revelation once again of God's purpose to be king over Israel someday. You and I cannot go to the next level without a fresh revelation of today, of where we're at today. We need fresh manna. We need a fresh word. We need a right now word to get us over, through, and out of what we're going through today. He said, I will cry out to God the Most High, and the Most High there is a name for God. It's El Elyon. And I don't want to bore you with all how you spell it, how you pronounce it, but El Elyon means final authority. He's saying that this is what Saul has said. This is what Saul's army is saying. This is what, you know, people around me are saying. But he's saying, God, whose report am I going to believe? I'm going to look to you, God. It's not what the doctor, the psychologist, the psychiatrist, my husband, my wife, my mother, my father, the Democrats, the Republicans. It's not what Wall Street is saying. Whose report are you going to believe? Now, you know how you flesh that out? When you and I are going through daily life every day, and you and I have to face life daily, and the challenges, the tribulation, the trials, the tests we go through, is what we're to do is quote the word back to our circumstances. Yeah, this is what's going on, but my God will supply all my need according to, yeah, this is what I'm feeling, but by his stripes I am healed. Yeah, I kind of feel like a loser today, kind of feel like a failure, but God's word says, thanks be unto God who causes me to triumph in every situation. What are you doing? Making God and God's word final authority. He is the Most High God who will. David's reminding himself of God has more than this cave. God has more than the situation that you are in today. God has better tomorrow for you and me. And what does that do? That gives us hope. And you and I have got to have hope in order to have mental health. To have a sound mind, we've got to have hope. Hope. And hope has to be getting built up every day of our life. Next verse, verse 3. I'm going to come over here. Verse 3. He will send help. Ooh, I like this. He will send help from heaven to rescue me. Ooh, I like that. Fight or flight. He will send help. See, God is on your side today, and God is for you today, and God will send help. Now, notice David has got rid of a complaining spirit. Most people have a complaining spirit in adverse circumstances. And the problem with that is a complaining spirit will birth depression. And the longer that I complain, the longer I'll be depressed. So for the depression to stop, the complaining has to stop. Complaining about God, mad at God, arguing with God, questioning God, debating with God. And I have to realize that God is for me and you. And he will send help from heaven to rescue us, disgracing those who hound me. You know what? I believe restitution is coming. I believe restitution is coming for those who've harmed you, hurt you, hindered you. I believe restitution is coming. I believe that God will fight your battles for you and for me. He said, disgracing those who hound me, interlude my God, you will send forth your, look at these two things here, you will send forth your unfailing love and your faithfulness. Two things, can you say it with me? Unfailing love and your faithfulness. Unfailing love and your faithfulness. What is David doing? He's having transformation. Something's happening. Something amazing is going on. Something different is happening. He's now making progress. He's now moving forward. He's now got the big picture once again. He now is reflecting and reminding himself of God has more in store, that God has destiny, that God has purpose. Wow. And what is he doing? He's focusing now not only on the name of God. Remember, Most High God, final authority. Whose report are you going to believe? This is what they say, but God, this is what you said in your word. Now, what is he doing for transformation? Now he's looking at the nature of God. He's looking at the characteristics of God. He's looking at the mercy of God, the favor of God, the love of God, and then he's looking at the faithfulness of God. And here's what I know. God has never let me down. How about you? God has never, ever let me down. And God, even in my mistakes, bloopers, dumb things, God has never stopped loving me. And God has never stopped loving you. I like Romans chapter 8. It says, nothing can separate us. Nothing from the love of God. So he's now looking at two attributes of God. So what do we need to do? I mean, we need to make God bigger than the cave. God bigger than our past. God bigger than our critics. God bigger than our emotions. We need to make God bigger. How do we do that? Oh, let's find out what David did in verse 7. Now we're going to jump on to verse 7. He says, my heart is confident in you. Well, he went from a complaining spirit to a confident, courageous spirit. And we looked at how he did it. And if that's how he did it, that's how you and I can do it. Transformation from a complaining spirit in the cave to a confident, courageous spirit in the cave, in the season, in the test, in the pressure, under the situation, under the circumstances. And what's going to happen? Transformation. My heart is confident in you, O God. My heart is confident. No wonder I can sing your praise. What is he doing now? He's ushering in the presence of God through praise. He's ushering through the presence of God through praise. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love that. And you know what? When we begin to praise the Lord right where we're at, even when we don't feel like it, right where we're at, it ushers in the presence of God. And in his presence, what? Is fullness of joy. To have mental health, you have to have joy and hope. Joy and hope. You see, it's a signal. If you're watching, if you're listening today, if you're watching or listening today, and you say, Pastor, I have no joy, I'm discouraged, that's a signal that you're not mentally strong. That's a signal that we're not renewing our mind enough in the Word of God. When I have sorrow and sadness that's persistent and I lack joy and I lack hope and I lack the right picture and perspective of God, those are all signals. Those are all pulses that I need to get in the Word, renew my mind, and reframe my set of circumstances. Because a sound mind has joy. A sound mind has hope. A sound mind has faith, great expectation. So notice he said, my heart is confident in you, God. Oh, my God, my heart is confident. No wonder I can sing praise. You know what he's about to do? Write a song. Let me go back to the board for the next verse. Verse 8 over here. Wake up, my heart. Wake up. Now, overnight, what's happening? Transformation. I believe transformation is taking place right now in your heart, in your mind, in your emotions, in your home. He said, wake up, my heart, wake up. Oh, harp. He grabbed an instrument and he starts playing. I will wake the dawn. I will wake the dawn with my song. Do you know what the Bible says? That God will give you a song in the midnight hour. The Bible says that God will give you and me songs of deliverance. Of deliverance. Story in the Bible, Acts 16, New Testament, Paul and Silas are in prison at midnight. That means the darkest part of the season you and I are going through, the valley of death, right? The valley of the shadow of death. And what do? They started singing praises unto God. And what happened? It ushered in angels and it opened the prison doors and it set them free. And it brought salvation to the jailkeeper and his house, all through praise. So he's writing a song. He says, wake up, my heart, wake up. Oh, I get the harp. I will wake the dawn with my song. Next verse, verse 9. I will thank you, Lord. Wow, thanksgiving. How important is that? I will thank you, Lord. I will thank you, Lord, among all the people, all the nation of Israel. He said, I'm going to give thanksgiving to you. Thanksgiving makes room for God to do more in our life. You know, our own children, Kim and I raising our sons, when they were thankful, I wanted to give them more. When they were unthankful, I wanted to withhold what I could do. Same way with God. When we're thankful for what we have, don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have. Focus on the future. Your future is in God. Your hope is in God. Your joy is in God. Your faith is in God. And that'll make you mentally strong, give you confidence and courage to keep on keeping on. I will thank you, Lord, among all the people. I will sing your praises among the nations, singing praise. He wrote a song. Next verse, he said, be merciful. We're going back to verse 1, I guess. I guess that was it, verse 9, okay? I could keep going because this whole chapter, I want to encourage you to read the rest of the chapter because it ends well. And you know what? What you're going through today and I'm going through today, it's going to end well. When we hear the word like we are today, when we act on the word like we're doing today, guess what? Hope will come. And when you have hope that God has more in store for you, it gives you power, it gives you perspective, and it gives you promotion. Let's look at the application today. Let's look at the principles today, the takeaways, if we could, the 1, 2, 3, 4s, guys. What do we do, Pastor? As the team comes out, we're going to focus on God. We're going to focus on God, and when you do, God gets bigger and our problems get smaller. When you focus on God, God gets bigger and the problems get smaller. When you focus on God, my goodness, it changes your perspective. And to go to a new level, I have to have a new perspective. God has a revelation for every set of circumstances and situation that you and I are in today. Don't miss that. God has a revelation for every situation. What you and I need to unlock victory in our situation is get a fresh revelation. Number two, what do? We focus not on escaping, but exalting God. We focus not on escaping, but exalting God. God, how can I magnify you? I'm not going to run from this. I was built for this. God, if I run from this, God, my character won't be developed. And God, you promote character and not talent. So I want to grow in this cave experience. So I'm going to focus not on escaping, but exalting you. And number three, focus not on the flight, but the fight. Put on the armor of God. Fight the good fight of faith. We're not to fight God. We're not to wrestle with God, question God, argue with God. We're to fight the good fight of faith. We're to have the armor of God. We're to declare, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Watch this now. And every word that rises up against me and my family, I condemn it. Notice, in the context, words are weapons. Words are weapons. So in the battle that you're in, it's important that we don't have a complaining spirit, but that we have a fighting spirit. Not a complaining spirit, but a fighting spirit. Fighting the good fight of faith. And where does faith first show itself? With our words. Number four, application. Focus not on the pain, but on God's promise for my life. God's purpose for my life. You see, he reminded David, David, you were anointed to be king. Hasn't happened yet, but it will. Stay on point. Run your race. Don't give up. Don't quit when things get hard. Grow in me. Build your faith. Get stronger. Get the vision bigger. And then number five, focus on his presence, not on my problems. Because when we do that in his presence, the Bible says, all of our enemies melt like wax. Let me pray for you today. I want to just lead you in a prayer right now. And again, I thank God for technology. And I thank God that we can gather every weekend on Wednesday nights here with our online church. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm appreciative. I'm thankful for revelation today. I'm thankful God's giving you instruction, me instruction. He's fine-tuning us. He's correcting, adjusting. He's empowering. He's encouraged all of us here today. Hope. There's more in store for you. Too much to give up today. Your future's too big, too bright to walk away from it today. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If God be for you, who can dare stop you? I want to pray for you today. Those of you that say, Pastor, but I don't have a relationship with God. Doesn't matter if you're in Germany or Italy or Ireland or Argentina, Australia. What nation, what island, what state, what city, what suburb. Right there where you're at. You see, Pastor, I need God. I need to focus on God. I need to look to God. I'm ready to give my life to God. Punch that button on your smartphone, on your computer right there, and you're telling us, I'm going to pray. I'm going to agree. Or you say, Pastor, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer, but God's spoken to my heart today. There are some things that God's been dealing with that I need to correct. I need to adjust. I need to repent. I need to get on track. I need to make some changes. Repent means to change your mind, go in a new direction. Let me lead you in prayer right now. Everyone watching right now, you see, Pastor, that's me. Pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive You now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. If you're new and you don't have a church home, you can make this your church home. No matter what state or what nation or what island, you can make Church on the Rock your church home through technology. Oh, I'm excited. If you'd like to know more about it, Tommy's going to come, give you the next step. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, I love you and I miss you, and God, He's for you.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.